Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time and the Feast of St. James, Apostle. Today's theme, the treasure within. St. James the Greater, the apostle whose feast day we celebrate today, was one of the sons of Zebedee mentioned in our gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 28. James started his Christian journey as a very impulsive, self-centered young man. Even after hearing Jesus preach about unconditional love, he told Jesus to destroy the villages that had rejected them and their ministry. And even after hearing Jesus teach about humility, he dared to ask Jesus through his mom for a place of honor in God's kingdom. Praise God, James eventually developed a true understanding of Christ's message. We are all earthen vessels, imperfect, shaped too much by the world around us, easily cracked, not very beautiful, but nonetheless holding a heavenly treasure within, as it says in today's first reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 15. That treasure is God's love. It's a treasure that's meant to be shared. Although we are chipped and cracked, we are like the chalice that holds the precious blood of Jesus during communion at Mass, pouring Christ out to others. That treasure is God Himself, and as such, it makes us holy even when we sin. Unless we deliberately reject God, we remain essentially holy because we were made in His image and we have been baptized into His likeness. We don't always act holy, but we do always have God's Holy Spirit within us. How much we act like Jesus is how much we have allowed the Holy Spirit to purify our lives. The Lord gives us room to learn from our mistakes and repent from our sins. He gives us opportunity after opportunity to figure out what we did wrong, not to condemn us, but so that we can learn from it. Repentance means change. What matters more than confessing our sins is the effort that we put into improving our behavior after we repent of our sins. If we desire to be holy and we basically keep moving in the right direction towards heaven's perfection, God is very pleased with us. Notice that Jesus did not condemn James and John for wanting places of glory, nor did he criticize their mother for wanting her boys to have the best. He recognized their potential and understood their inability to see the full picture of what it means to be tops in God's kingdom. As earthen vessels tended by God's loving hands, our cracks are healed through the sacraments of confession, Eucharist, and the anointing of the sick. Eventually, we will become golden chalices, perfected by the refining fires of purgatory, where demons and temptations can no longer interfere with our purification. When you get mad at yourself for failing to be holy and perfect, remember St. James. In fact, ask St. James to pray for you. He knows exactly how to help you.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.